Hello, welcome to the Rethink Your Understanding podcast, where we dive deep into transformative insights on leadership, agile, lean, DevOps, value stream management, and flow engineering. I'm your human host, Phil Clark. I've been leading technology teams for over two decades in both eras of software delivery. In each episode, the AI-generated hosts dive into key concepts and insights from my articles and blog posts. While this conversation is generated by AI, there may be occasional errors or misinterpretations that differ slightly from the original material. Join me as we explore and improve our understanding of digital transformation. I hope this inspires you to read the original article and reach out to me to collaborate. You will find a link to the article in the show notes. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please like, rate, and follow us on your podcast provider of choice. Your support helps us reach more listeners, and every review counts. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking content, and thanks for being part of our podcast experiment and journey. Happy New Year! We're excited to kick off Season 2 of the podcast. In this opening episode, the AI hosts introduce a three-part series on profitable engineering, exploring how to connect technology investments to meaningful business outcomes. This three-part series dives into reimagining software engineering as a strategic business partner rather than merely a cost center. Tailored for technology leaders, product managers, and anyone seeking to align engineering efforts with customer value and measurable business outcomes, it provides valuable insights to bridge the gap between technical investments and organizational success. Let's dive in.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome back for a fresh new season of The Deep Dive.
Yes.
We're kicking off 2025 with something a little different.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a deep dive into a three-part series, all from one author.
It's going to be great.
And I think this is a topic that's going to resonate with a lot of you because it really gets to the heart of how we view engineering.
It really does.
And its impact on the business. So
absolutely.
You know, I was actually talking to a friend the other day who works in tech.
Right.
And he was saying how, you know, his team's projects are often seen as kind of a cost center rather than a profit driver. And it got me thinking, you know, how often does that happen?
Yeah.
How often are we investing in technology without really understanding how it impacts the bottom line?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that is what's at the heart of this deep dive.
Yeah.
Over the next three episodes, we'll be exploring a series of articles by Phil Clark. He's a software engineer with over 25 years of experience, and he runs a website called Rethink Your Understanding.
I love that title.
It's pretty great.
It sounds very thought-provoking.
Yes.
So
he's definitely not afraid to challenge the status quo.
No.
And his experience is really impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, he's led successful digital transformations at companies, helped companies skyrocket their revenue, but he realized something was missing.
What's that?
Even he sometimes struggled to clearly articulate how those technology initiatives directly impacted the bottom line.
So even when companies were seeing these positive results, the connection between those results and the engineering effort wasn't always clear.
Not always clear.
Interesting.
And so that's the driving force behind this series.
Okay.
So Phil wants to transform how organizations view tech investments.
Okay.
He argues that we need to move away from seeing engineering as just this cost center and showcase it as a profit-driving powerhouse, which it truly can be.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
So how does he go about doing that in this series?
So he breaks it down into three parts.
Okay.
In part one, Phil lays the foundation by explaining how to clearly articulate engineering's value.
Okay.
He dives into the importance of shifting to a product-driven operating model and using something called value stream management.
Value stream management.
Yeah. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it, but maybe you can just give like a really quick explanation for those who maybe haven't.
Yeah. So imagine you're building a car.
Okay.
Value stream management is all about optimizing every step of that process.
Okay.
From designing the car to getting it into the customer's hands.
So it's like looking at the entire...
Entire flow.
Right.
And identifying the bottlenecks.
Got it.
Streamlining the flow of work. Mm-hmm. Ultimately delivering value to the customer as quickly and efficiently as possible.
So in the context of software development, It's kind of like aligning tech efforts with what actually matters
yes.
to the business and its users.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm with you.
So, and this ties into another key theme that Phil explores, which is defining clear, measurable outcomes
right.
that everyone understands.
Yeah, no more tech jargon.
Exactly. Okay. No more vague objectives, just clear, measurable outcomes.
I can already see how that would be incredibly valuable because, you know,
yeah.
if everyone's on the same page about what success looks like,
absolutely.
It just leads to better collaboration.
Yes. Better communication, less confusion.
So sure. For sure.
And that brings us to part two of the series.
Okay.
So here Phil delves into leadership strategies.
Okay.
For driving these changes and communicating value in business terms.
Okay.
He talks about empowering engineering teams to become true strategic partners.
So not just order takers.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not just building what they're told.
No.
They're involved in shaping the product vision.
Yeah.
Understanding the business context.
So they're really at the table helping to make those decisions.
Absolutely. They're contributing their expertise.
Yeah.
To drive those measurable outcomes.
That's a huge shift, I think, for a lot of companies.
It is. It is a huge shift in mindset.
Yeah.
And then finally, in part three.
Okay.
Phil provides actionable steps.
Right.
For teams to escape what he calls the build trap.
The build trap.
The build trap.
Tell me more.
So, you know, that tendency to just get so caught up in building features.
Oh, yeah.
That we forget to ask
mm-hmm.
if they're truly delivering meaningful outcomes.
Right.
You know?
You get so excited about
yeah.
building the new shiny thing that you're like, oh, wait.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. this actually makes sense.
yeah.
Does it actually move the needle?
yeah.
But Phil offers some concrete strategies for breaking free from that cycle and ensuring that every project is aligned with the overall business strategy.
I like it.
He encourages teams to always ask why before how.
Why before how?
Why before how?
I like that.
Yeah.
So before you even start figuring out how to build something.
Exactly.
You got to ask, why are we even doing this in the first place?
Why are we doing this? Is this going to make a difference?
Does this actually matter?
Is it going to move the needle?
I love it.
Right.
So this all sounds incredibly relevant.
Yeah.
For, you know, anybody who's working in tech or frankly, anyone who just wants to understand
right.
how tech impacts their business.
Yeah, anyone who works in a company that uses software, which is pretty much
everyone at this point.
Everyone. Okay. So this episode has really just been a taste
yeah.
of what's to come. We highly encourage you to check out Phil's full articles
yes.
on his website, Rethink Your Understanding.
We'll be sure to link to that in the show notes.
Yes, definitely add it to your reading list, folks.
Don't worry, though. We will be back next time to dive deep into part one of Phil's series.
Yes.
Engineering's Business Value, from Black Box to Clarity.
We'll unpack all the details, explore those key concepts we touched on today, and hopefully spark some aha moments for you.
I love it.
Okay.
So until then, think about this.
Yes.
Have you ever been part of a tech initiative where you weren't quite sure how it connected to the bigger business goals?
Yeah.
Why do you think that was?
That's something to think about.
We'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments.
Yeah.
See you back here soon. Part one of this series.
Hey, what?
Engineering's Business Value, from Black Box to Clarity.
It's going
to
be great.
We'll unpack all the juicy details, explore Phil's key concepts, and hopefully leave you feeling inspired
yes.
and equipped.
Inspired and equipped.
To make a real impact in your own work.
To actually make a difference.
So until then, happy reading, and we'll see you back here next time.
We'll see you back here next time for a deep dive into part one. Bye, everyone. Bye.